Storytel Original presents Blood Queen by Anna Lee. Narrated by me, Adjoa Ando. Part 1. Elizabeth walks alone in the shadow of the castle, carrying with her the weight of sin. It swims in her like ink, like molten lead. She has been praying with Father Magyari, begging God for the safe return of her husband, the great Count Nadazdi, who fights for the glory of God and Hungary. But her heart whispers another prayer. Let him die. Let him be ripped apart and the thirsty ground soak up his blood. It's what he deserves. Elizabeth glances up at the soldiers on the ramparts, huddled around the embers of dying fires. They watch her in return, their silhouettes like crows. In their eyes, she is a poor substitute for her husband, and yet they could not fight off the serpents of the court. Let them enter the gilded halls of Vienna, with a nobility lined up like vultures at her hanging. Let them face the king and pick the moments to display their might, to conceal it, to befriend the king's favoured courtier before they have even been appointed. And let them do it all in a corset and billowing skirts, so they are stripped of all their power, left with men staring at their breasts or smirking at their womanly ways. The main doors to the castle are opened as Elizabeth approaches. The pale dawn light is illuminating the vast towers of stone, and Elizabeth glances up in reverence of the familiar sight. Jack Tietze Castle rises from the highest peak for miles around, right out of the rock, as if God had willed it, vast, untouchable, pale as bone. Behind her, Elizabeth hears the approach of a horse at a canter, and her name being called over and over. She turns to see a rider bearing her husband's coat of arms. A soldier, fresh from the battlefield by the look of his clothes, which are torn and smeared with blood. He brings his horse to a halt, just a few feet from Elizabeth, and rushes over, bowing deeply in front of her and offering up a folded letter. "My lady, I bring urgent news," he says, gasping for breath, "by the hand of Count Nadazdi." Elizabeth snatches the letter from him and sees the hasty wax seal embossed with a Nadazdi family crest. She breaks the seal and opens the letter, turning from the soldier as she does so. "I am dying, my love. You must take my place now. Tear out your woman's heart and replace it with steel. Become as brutal as I have been. I know you are capable of it. When Tamás returns, take him in and then kill him on my order. He is a traitor. Be ruthless and vigilant. Protect Jack Tietze and our family with your life. Your devoted husband." Elizabeth closes her eyes and grips the paper tightly. Her husband had always laced his words with sugar and poison. It was his recipe for dominating her. She turns to the soldier. "Count Nadazdi is truly dead." The soldier goes down on one knee and bows his head. "Your ladyship, forgive me for bringing you such grievous news. His soldiers will bear his body back to Jack Tietze."
"You must inform the marshal. I have much to do."
Elizabeth turns away, rushing through the tall wooden doors which have faded to the colour of silt, warped and worn by the passing of hundreds of years. Inside the cool dark of the castle, the halls are lit by reeds, since the milky light of early morning is barely enough to see by. Elizabeth gathers her long skirts, hurrying up the spiral staircase to her bedroom, where her lover is waiting for her. She has taken Peter because he was handsome and charming and did not pay her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?